Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Every day on the show, Am I the Jerk, one of our most popular segments, is about the moral dilemma that you're struggling with. And today,
something new every day.
We have a special guest joining us today, DZ, because he's very passionate about this one.
He heard about it and said, no, I got to be a part of this one.
He said, what? That's a jerk move. So please welcome to the show my 11-year-old Hudson. Hi, Hudson.
Hello.
Hello, hola. He said hello, hi. Hola. He said you mixed the Spanish and English. I like that.
He sure
hello,
did.
Hola.
La. Hudson, I wanted you to come on today because I know you're very passionate about this story. So, DZ, let me tell you about it first, and then Hudson can give you his input because he's very mad about this.
Because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I have a friend who has a child the same age as Hudson, mm-hmm. So another 11-year-old, fifth grade.
Okay.
And every time that my friend, that her son gets a gift or money, or basically money, not a gift, but money,
okay.
She keeps it. And she is not giving him any of his birthday money or any of his money that he gets from anyone. And he cannot have it until he's 18. None of it. So every time this kid gets a monetary gift, his mom takes it and puts it away, and when he's 18, he can have it all.
He's going to have a nice little chunk of change at 18.
Hopefully, unless his grandma sends $5 checks like mine did. However, that being said, they add up.
You had $100 by 18 then.
You know what I'm saying? So Hudson heard this, and he was appalled. Hi, Hudson. Hi again.
Hi.
What up, man? Okay, Huddy boy.
So Hudson, do you think the mom's a jerk for keeping them? Because she's...
let us finish. Jesus. He said, no, you can stop talking.
He's like, yes. She's trying to build some kind of responsibility, financial literacy.
Setting up a college fund.
She's trying to help him with college, Hudson.
My man said, bah humbug, bro. You being a Scrooge.
His mom's trying to do the right thing.
Right.
You think she's a jerk?
Yeah.
Why? Why? For real?
You were so passionate about this at home. Now you have nothing to say? Okay, really?
Isn't it supposed to be your money?
Yeah, but what are you going to buy? As an 11, 12-year-old, I remember what I was buying with my birthday money if I was ever given portion of it. It was nothing. What were you going to buy with that money, Hudson? Explain it. If it was you, what would you be buying?
What?
Whatever you want, I guess.
Exactly.
Fair.
Exactly.
But if you got no idea.
And it's nothing.
Nothing.
It's an overpriced toy that eventually is going to get given to somebody else or thrown in the trash or broken or whatever. You're going to have nothing to show for it.
It's candy.
This kid, candy. You really have nothing. When you go to the dollar store, Hudson, or Dollar Tree, and you waste all your money on candy, what a waste.
It's V-Bucks for Fortnite.
This kid is not giving me a big back.
Oh, hey, yo.
I cannot. You know what, Hudson?
This guy.
Stop. But you're not a big back.
Kids aren't going to spend stuff on valuable things, right? We know this. We appreciate this about kids because they just buy frivolously, like, yeah, whatever. Give me $20 for V-Bucks and this and that and the third for Fortnite. Yeah.
Or it's all online and you really have nothing to show for it and the money's gone. So Hudson, my friend, her kid is going to have so much money and you're going to have nothing because you're going to have nothing to show for it.
Yeah, nothing except your bank account.
He doesn't care. Hudson, you know what? So not the jerk. She's not the jerk, right, Hudson?
Yeah.
Not the jerk.
He said, big lie. He said, no, he total agrees. Jerk.
I meant jerk.
Oh, now he's listening. Okay.
Jerk.
Okay, he says jerk.
Big
thanks
jerk.
For calling in today, Hudson. Appreciate you. Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Later, buddy.
What is with him?
He love you. He's mad because now he thinks you're going to start keeping his birthday money.
Well, I might. when we talked about this at home, this kid wouldn't stop. I'm talking. He went off about it. He's like, ugh. Such a jerk move.
He's audacity.
Like, that's not her money. She can't keep it. And then we get on the air. He's like, not a jerk.
He's too laid back. Boy, too cool for school.
Real talk, though. So this mom I know keeps all the money until they're 18. Any money they get. And Hudson's like, that is not cool. That's not your money. What do we think, DZ? Jerk or not the jerk?
As a child, I would not have appreciated this, right?
No, I wouldn't have either, but...
But I remember my mom not letting me have all of my birthday money. Say I got $100, right, for a birthday. Great. Oh, my gosh, I was rich.
Yeah.
She would let me take 20, 10 something and go spend it, go buy something.
Oh.
The rest she wanted me to save. Now it's kind of crazy because I never saw that savings again, so I don't know where it actually went.
Right. But that's actually funny.
As an adult, you understand that sometimes those funds need to be used to buy things. I'm sure the 80 that I gave or that was saved was actually used for groceries or used to pay a bill or something, right? Uh-huh. We grew up a little different, but I was happy getting some of my money back, right? Because I knew when I asked for stuff later.
She's not giving any money to this kid, though.
It would come from my fund, if you will, and it was never spoken that this was my fund, but when I needed something later, $20 for another trip, I was just assuming that was coming from my birthday money. It wasn't. It was coming from my mom's paycheck or my dad's paycheck.
Right.
But I was assuming, okay, this is money that they've been saving for me. Yeah. Mm. No.
Yeah.
I can't call it a jerk, bro. As a sound, logical thinking adult, there's no way that you're a jerk in this situation.
Well, Jennifer and Racine texted in. You can text or call 414-533-1037. She said she's definitely the jerk. Money is a gift, is still a gift. That's like skipping the birthday entirely.
Mm.
They should be able to get what they want with money that was given. You shouldn't start taking half until they've worked for it, maybe a part-time job as a teen. But this isn't going to teach anything because it's not money that was earned.
That was earned.
That's an interesting take on it. I get what she's saying.
And I hear where you're coming from. It's like when your kid gets a toy and you hoard it from them going, you've got too many toys. You're not going to get this toy yet. They just got that for their birthday. Wow. Christmas, whatever. Like, what?
Jenny in Farmington said, I do think she's the jerk for taking all of it. She should let him have part of it. Well, she's taking all of it. So then you're saying jerk. Yeah, she's the jerk. Then.
She is the jerk for taking all of it because it is all of it.
All of it.
Wouldn't you appreciate turning 18 and getting handed 50 bands, bro? Five?
Yes.
50 50K at 18? Diabolically acceptable.
If that's the amount it ends up being, I'm going to be real mad at myself for not pocketing all of Hudson's and Owen's birthday money. I'm just saying.
Let's just say they get 100 here, 1,000 here, you know, Christmas, birthday, whatever. That's going to add up, bro. And if you're properly saving it, throwing it into bonds, getting yourself a Roth IRA, whatever. Literally, you can set these kids up. And as a child, you don't know, you don't care. And until you're grown, it ain't going to matter.
A lot of parents do that with the college fund. Whatever. All right.
I hear you.
414-533-1037. Is she the jerk for taking all of her son's birthday money? He's 11. He's not getting any of it until he's 18. She keeps every single dime. Hudson says jerk. I don't know.
People
are texting in, not the jerk. We're going to talk to you next.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, I know somebody who keeps all of their child's birthday money. The kid is 11. He's in fifth grade, much like my son. And when I told my fifth grader about this, he thought it was the meanest thing on the planet that the mom takes all the birthday money from the kid.
I think it's genius, man. Honestly, I do think it's genius.
A lot of people are saying not the jerk on the text line because you can text in. And Amanda from Waukesha, she said, not the jerk. The child will benefit from this going into college.
Tenfold.
As long as they are a minor and the parents are providing and buying them things here and there, they aren't missing out. Great life lesson on saving and self-control.
And that's what I think is what we're missing, bro. Oh, it's their birthday. Oh, it was given to them. Oh, it was a gift. Yeah, but we spend on nothing, man. And even as adults, bro, that kid is going to appreciate that. It really is. They really are. Ugh.
Let's go to Tammy and her 10-year-old Thomas on the phone.
Oh, snap.
I can't wait to hear his opinion. Hi, guys.
Morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Okay.
Good morning. I'm already guessing what Thomas is going to say. Thomas, jerk or not the jerk? What do you think?
Jerk.
Big old jerk.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking. Mom, Tammy, what do you think? Jerk or not the jerk?
I yelled out jerk at the same time he did.
Really?
Oh,
whoa. I did.
Okay, but why?
Because it's that kid's birthday, and I just think that it's so cool when kids get to have money and buy all the crap that I don't want to buy.
True, but it's not like we're not buying them things throughout the year, and we're missing that point. Yeah. That kid is not going missing for anything. Nothing needs or nor wants for anything, guaranteed.
Everybody's
true, saying, true. I still think it's theirs and they should get it.
All at once?
Okay. Yes, wow. All at once.
Okay. Heard.
Fine. She kicks it off. We'll all be wasting our money. Thank you, Tammy and Thomas. They say jerk.
Appreciate it, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. I did the same thing with my kids. My rule was if the money was given as a gift, it went in the savings account. If it was money they earned, they got to do what they wanted with it.
Flip it. If you earn it,
listen to this. That's kind of what somebody else had texted in. She said, my daughter just turned 16, and she used the money I had saved for her to buy her first car. She was much happier with that at the end than all the stupid little toys she would have spent the 20 on.
Look at that. And if you're thinking of the bigger picture, look at that. You save until they're 16, 17. Mm-hmm. Look who's got a nice little college fund or a nice new whip.
Steve in Twin Lakes said, my mom did the same thing, not the jerk. And it paid my first year of college in full $13,000?
I told you, man. It could get up there. It really can get up there.
Hey, Dad, you owe me $13,000.
Why Allie starts standing up to go talk to her father? She said, forget this job. Hold on, I got a conversation to have.
I got a parent to talk to. I'll be right back.
We in the middle of Am I the Jerk, Allie. Come back.
All right, fine. You know what? Let's go to Santino in Sheboygan. We're talking about, are you the jerk for taking all your kids' birthday money and not giving it to them until they're 18, which is what somebody I know does. Santino!
Hey, good morning.
Morning, familia. Hey. What up, man?
Hey, which way are we going? Jerk or not the jerk, Santino?
She's the jerk.
You think she is the jerk for keeping all the phones?
Are you okay? He said, I forgot.
Hey, I was listening to everybody, then my mind started swaying, but...
Fair enough.
Listen, so what we do is, whatever the boys get, they get half of it, and we put the other half away. So we're teaching them the responsibility of... You have to pay bills or you have to do this, but guess what? You have this money and you can save the rest to know that you want to go out with your friends. Hey, you got to use your own money at this point because...
You're budgeting.
Yep, budgeting, for sure. I was just about to say.
And it's not the kids' responsibility. They
need to spend their own money anyway, Santino, because we have to spend our own when we're out drinking together, like on your birthday at The Outsider.
That part.
Hey,
we have expenses.
Shout out to The Outsider.
We have expenses.
I swear, and you got to learn that early because them expenses come and keep coming and they don't stop.
But if you only take half, Santino, then you're going to say jerk, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah, I told you to be a jerk.
100%, because it's the amount. It's taking the full amount. But if you tell me my kid's going to have at least $13,000 when they turn 18, that's a setup right there. That's perfect.
Crazy.
Oh, my goodness. What?
I don't think I could do it, though, because I'd take the money.
Hey, that's what they don't know.
See,
if I know I'm about to make 13 bands off of my kids, they owe me something.
That's the only reason we think it's a great idea, because we want it, dude. Come on.
Well, but our middle kid right now, he also goes to private school, so we have to pay tuition. So he knows a portion that goes to help pay for his tuition, and he's not mad about it. I mean, our kids don't have to want for anything, and that's the greatest thing in the world, to be able to come from where we come from, not having anything, to now being able to provide these things. And they get it. They understand the value that if they do something, what they put in is what they get out. So you do some work around the house, you get some money. We put half away.
Beautifully said. That's the real gift. Mm-hmm. That is the real gift, to know that they need or want for nothing in life. That's the goal.
Right.
Man. That's the goal.
Yeah, exactly. Or at least to make them think they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, he said, I'm dropping the mic. I'm hanging up, man. Peace. Much love.
All right, bye, Santino.
Be good. Be great, man.
All right. Hey, you too, man.
Later, man. Peace, fam. Love.
All right, last but not least, we're talking about, is she the jerk for keeping all of her 11-year-old's birthday money, every last drop of money, and she gives it to him when he's 18. So far, two jerks. You think anybody's going to change?
I hope so. I mean, the text is saying not the jerk. Everybody on the text is saying not the jerk.
It's crazy. There's so many not the jerks in the text that I'm shocked they both said jerk, because Heather and Franklin said not the jerk. What they should be doing is involving the kid with the savings part of it and have them look at it while it's being invested in a savings account or a CD so that the kid sees it.
Yep, that's a solution, but we're not here for that. We're here for moral dilemmas.
All right, you know what? Let's go to who we going with?
We got Clayton.
Clayton and Lake Mills this morning. I don't think he's on a tiebreaker because there's two jerks. Are you going to agree with the others, Clayton?
Or what? Sweep it, baby. Sweep it.
Booms. Vacuum it like Santino would say. Zoop. Dang.
You say jerk.
Wow.
Dang, you got this.
Wow. Same reasons. What's the word?
Well, I got like, I was actually going to go 50-50, but while on the show, you guys can't do 50-50.
Uh-huh. No, there's no 50-50 on AMI.
No,
jerk.
No Midwest nice.
I was going to be special, but I'm not that special, guys.
Not yet. Let's get your theme song first.
No, it's his money. So I've done it before, and he got $10, and I spent it, and then I paid him back the next day, and he got very, very mad. He took my money. So his money is his money, and then he also takes a little bit of money and puts it on the side. So he actually saves his own money and gets money at the same time. So he does both.
Okay. Okay. So that's you guys good. Are See, teaching. Mike-
Well, my kids have tried that, but then every time they want money, they go in and break into the bank, and then they want the money back out of their piggy banks, and then it's all gone again.
See? And then the other philosophy totally makes sense, too, because you save it for a rainy day, and like you say, we heard it, you pay with his tuition, you pay with a whole bunch of stuff, so there are perks.
Right.
But it's their money. Like you say, we get a paycheck, right? Nobody takes our paycheck.
You know what it is?
Well, the government.
We're all saying not that. You know
what
we're saying?
Uncle Sam here.
Everybody on the text line is saying not the jerk because we're thinking it's not our money. We don't care. If it was our money, we would care, y'all. Let's be real.
What do you think I'm trying to bring up with the taxes? The tax, Uncle Sam, more like Daddy Sam out here taking some of my
jerkity
allowance.
Jerk.
Jerkity jerk. You know what? They are the jerk.
Jerkity jerk. Done. Thank you for calling, Clayton. Have a good day.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great afternoon, guys. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning, guys.
Yes, sir, man. Let's get you that song. Much love, man.
Ashley and Tosa texted in and said, I think we need more info. Well, we don't have any, Ashley. You have to tell us with what you got. She said, my nephew, who's 12, asked for money for his birthday to save for a new RC car.
Oh.
So if he asked for the money, jerk.
Jerk.
Oh,
jerk,
yeah.
For sure.
That would be a whole nother story.
I think we got to stand 10 toes on it, man. Really, I don't think it's a bad idea, but I understand where everybody's coming from as far as that. That 100% makes it hard because the kid's going to feel like they were robbed.
You're trying to teach them something. Yes, they're going to love it when they're 18, but would most of us stick through it? Hell no. We'd give our kids the money.
Don't lie, y'all. No.
Please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jerk.